There's back in my time to know. be wrong. It's all about the Word. Apologetics with an X, keeping you in the Word lyrically with some awesome Christian parodies of classic tunes. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, along with Jay, the lyricist lead singer for that Christian parody band Apologetics, and this is Apologetics with an X.
Yes, it's great to be back, Jerry. It's wonderful to talk to you. I've been a little under the weather this week, but you've just brightened up my day, and you just have me feeling revitalized. We opened up this show today with a song called The Word. It's a parody of Grease by Frankie Valli. And, Jesus is the Word. The Word is the Word of God, the Bible, but Jesus is the living Word of God, the Bible tells us. Stay in the Light, which is the second song we did, is a parody of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Both of those songs, the first two songs we did, were actually written by the Bee Gees. And it's dealing with particularly Psalm 119. What a great song. Well, I mean, it's staying in the light is dealing with that, staying in God's light and staying in the Word. But the particular verse that we're referring to in Psalm 119 about is, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And then the last song we did in that set was called "Sermon in a Love Song," and it's a parody of the Marshall Tucker Band song, "Heard It in a Love Song," and it's dealing specifically with the Song of Solomon, which is probably the least likely book for people to expound upon when they're doing Bible studies, but it does have some great messages for us, and especially if you have a loving, healthy Christian marriage, as Jerry does with his wife and I do with my wife. We have four more songs from the partying days of the 70s, the disco-fied days. We're going to start with YHWH, a song about the Tetragrammaton. If you don't know what that is, it's the name of God in the Old Testament. I am that I am. And it's a parody of Village People's song, YMCA. Then we have Get Found Tonight. It's about lost sheep. And it's a parody of Get Down Tonight, the first number one hit for Casey and the Sunshine Band. After that, we have Play That Funny Music, a parody of Play That Funky Music by Wild Cherry. That was a band from close to where we're from. We're in Pittsburgh. I think they were right over the border in Ohio. However, the experience that was recounted in their song happened at a Pittsburgh club about 5 miles from my house. And finally, we have December 5 or 6 BC, a parody of December 1963 by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Apologetics with an X. We're here each week on your favorite radio station, podcast, you name it. Miss an episode, it's no problem. We've got the past year's episodes on our flagship station, angel95fm.com. And want to make a request for a future show? Well, Jay, how might they do that?
One man with the sheep, he was found. I said, one man saw a bush on the mount. He said, how come it's not burned to the ground? Guess I need to see what's happening. One man in a place long ago. I said, one man who for short will call Mo. He went up there and the Lord he did find him, and he learned God's name for all time. He spelled his name with just Y. H-W-H. He spelled his name with just Y-H-W-H. They have Exodus 3. If you plan to read more, you can learn all about the Lord. He spelled his name with just Y-H-W-H. He spelled his name with just Y-H-W-H. Can you guess what it means? Just I am what I am. He's the Lord God of Abraham. Some man.
The highest one is Y-H-W-H. gentlemen, Apologetics!
December or July. years after Christ arrived and died. And the guy who tried to find the right time when Christ had died and designed the timeline with BC and AD. Should get a BC or a D for sloppy math. And maybe a new abacus on top of that.
Oh, wow. Colossians 2:16, let no one judge you in regard to Sabbaths, holidays, or what's good food. Oh, put the tinsel on the tree tonight. Read along in Romans 14:5. Celebrate it when you like.
Death, he's a powerful shepherd in December or whatever date the calendar sets. I think the count of 11 months without it, and yet the Christmas holiday gets a vast amount of attention. So I thought I would mention that we don't know just when the holy blessed event took place. It might have been May. The Bible ain't specific about the month or day. With Orthodox, Christmas is January 6th. For most of us, Christians, December 25th. But the most important thing is that Christ is Lord and King, and that's all the more reason to exalt the Lord Jesus in all the four seasons.
Well, you can go directly to the man, the Q man, Jerry Q, and do it from the Angel 95 website, or if you want to do it, Apologetics website, apologeticswithanx.com. You can request it there too, and I'll pass it on to Jerry. We love hearing from you guys if you have requests. You can reach us at our Facebook site too. Just make sure you spell the name right, Apologetics with an X. And we're going to do a bunch more songs for you now. We got Jonah Jonah, which is a parody of Moni Moni by Tommy James and the Shondells, later done by Billy Idol. And then we have Nain, which is a town where Jesus resurrected a widow's son, her only son. And it's a parody of a song called Name by the Goo Goo Dolls from the mid-90s. Then we have Jesse's Boy. It's a parody of Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. This is about David's son, or Jesse's son, David, King David. And then we have Daniel, which is remarkably about Daniel, and which is remarkably a parody of Daniel by Elton John. And finally, All My Letters. It's done by Paul McCartney and the Beatles. And it's about the letters, not just written by Paul, but Peter and James and John and whoever wrote Hebrews.
There you go. So hard.
Toe-toe-toe-me. Tasted like spumoni, mom-mom-moni. Mixed with macaroni, ro-ro-ro-ni.
Called Maine. said, I know God's got a good plan in mind. Cause lately Saul's been changed, he ain't hardly defined. Just has got him several sons and there's one who's next in line. And I watch over the Israelites. And you love the Lord is God, yeah, I just know it. And he's holier in his heart and prays late at night. You know what did that child of Jesse's go? I wish to find and bless him so. Where can I find a ruler like that? Displayed him all like a parade. There doesn't seem to be a king in the place. You know I feel so certain he's not part of this group. They run and tell the younger brother, but the boy is just a youth. And he'll watch over the Israelites. And he'll love the Lord his God, yeah, I just know it. And he's holier in his heart and prays late at night. You know where did that child of Jesse's go? I wish to find and bless him so.
when tomorrow is here, will I start crying? Will you see morning light? Daniel, it's so hard. I'm afraid that you'll die. Daniel's with lions tonight in a cave. I can see in Israelites just what they crave. Romans and 4 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Jews. Thessalonians to read, and then more Timotheus, and then Titus, Philemon, Hebrews. I will send to all Christians the letters I have written, in hopes that you'll read them for me. And then while I'm away, you'll burn on every day, 'cause I've sent all my letters to you. All my letters I will send to you. All my letters spelling out the truth. Go from James and both Peters to John, who has three there. Remember the small one from Jude. And then while I'm away, you'll find hope every day, 'cause I've sent all my letters to you. All my letters
Jay, I know you and the guys at Apologetics never rest, but before I let you announce the last set, may I ask what you're wrestling up next here, lyrically speaking?
Yes, and by the way, also one of those letters was written by Jude, too. I forgot to mention that. But what are we wrestling up next? Well, Jay, we've been on an 80s kick for about 9 months now, just nonstop 80s. We have done so many 80s songs this year, and it's been fun. And our next single will be two more 80s songs, but then we're going to go back to the 70s for a while. And we have a few, we're not done with the 80s entirely, but we're going to do some 70s songs from the second half of the 70s, when a lot of the guys in this band were starting to really get into rock and roll. So we're looking forward to doing that. We got a song about Paul before Herod Agrippa in the works in the book of Acts. And then we have a song about Jesus verbally tussling with the scribes and the Pharisees. That's coming up too. And but our next single that's going to come out next weekend is 80 songs, but one of them is about Elijah and Elisha. And we've done songs about them before, but this is right whenever Elijah is ready to go and he asks Elijah, what would he like? What should I ask God from you? So we have a song about that, and then we have another song about when Jesus says to his disciples, well, everybody else is leaving, you want to go too? And Peter says, Lord, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. And that's what we got in store coming up soon. And But what we have going in store coming up right now is three more songs to finish the show today. We have Old Time Romans Road. It's the Romans Road to Salvation. If you're not familiar with that, I guess you've never seen a tract before. It's some verses from the book of Romans that will lead you right to the Lord. It's a parody of Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. Then we have We're More Than Champions by Queen, a parody of We Are the Champions, of course. And then If You Believe, it's a parody of If You Leave by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD, as some people call it. And that's going to close our show today. And if you leave this show today, we hope you leave it happy, satisfied, and with the intention of reading your Bibles.
Just take those old directions off the shelf. I'm sending us into the Bible Belt to take you the way that God can save souls. I ride that old time of Romans Road. Don't try to take me to a different road. You'll never even get me, I'll never go. Take me on the highway straight for the Lord. I ride that old time of Romans Road. Still ride that old time of Romans Road. That avenue, it just saves your soul.
Stronger! got the same misfortune in everything I'm going through. Haven't we all? But if in his death he rose up, he'll raise us too. I consider them the challenges we know that all humans face.
Thank you.
listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.